Chapter 6. When I got back to the shop, I was surprised to see the Ferrari parked out front, Trey standing next to it. He was in full Armani mode, black suit, white shirt, black tie, and he had that squinched, annoyed expression on his face. "Oh, God," I said, hurrying to unlock the door. "I'm sorry I'm late." But apparently, Dexter wasn't much on the record-keeping, so now I'm being audited by Agent Cranky Pants.
"He's not an agent. He's an ATF-compliant industry operations officer."
"Oh, does that mean I can stop worrying?"
"No. An unfavorable audit could result in fines, imprisonment."
I know, don't remind me. I bumped the door open with my hip. "Wait a second. I thought we were meeting at your place."
"We were."
"Were?"
He folded his arms. "I have to work tonight."
"What? Why?"
"An important client asked for me specifically. Marissa said that my participation is non-negotiable."
He hated it when his boss offered him up on a silver platter like a haute couture hors d'oeuvre. Trey was a premises liability genius, but some clients wanted him more for his intriguing presence than his skills. He knew this. It bothered him. I went inside and he followed. He picked up a handful of loose coins from the counter and poured them into my spare change cup.
"How was your meeting with Audrina Harrington?" he said.
"It was going great, until her lackey accused me of money grubbing." I threw my jacket on the counter.